Welcome to installment 130 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one rather technical commandment, Prohibition 137. This relates to a prohibition of a woman who is not allowed to consume kodshim, or certain holy offerings or holy foods which are meant to be eaten by a kohen, a priest, and his family. This woman is a chalala, a woman who has become invalidated from the priesthood. As we have explained previously, there is a gift called truma, or an exalted gift, which must be separated from the crops of every Jew's harvest and given to the kohen. The kohen and members of his immediate family are the only ones allowed to eat this particular type of gift, this truma. There are various prohibitions against disqualified people who are not allowed to eat from truma. Any zor or any non-kohen is prohibited from eating truma. Even a kohen who is tome or ritually defiled also may not eat the truma. Members of the kohen's immediate family, however, may eat the truma. This includes his wife and his children. There are, however, certain times when a woman can become disqualified from eating this truma. This we learn in Prohibition 137, which derives from the book of Leviticus, chapter 22, verse 12. The verse states, Uvas Kain, the daughter of a priest, Kisiyeh Le'ish Zor, when she marries a foreign or strange man, he besrumas hakadoshim le'iseichel, is not allowed to eat any of the sacred, sanctified, elevated gifts. The Rambam explains that this is talking about a chalala, not literally the daughter of a priest, but a chalala is a woman who has become disqualified from the priesthood, that since she has had relations, sexual relations with a man who was forbidden to her, or as the Rambam explains earlier in his legal code, that a chalala is a woman who has had relations with a kohen when they are not normally allowed. As we know, a kohen may not marry a woman who is divorced, for example. So too, a kohen gadol, the high priest, may not marry any non-virgin. Even a widow, he may not marry. If a woman who is divorced has relations with a kohen, she becomes a chalala. And this woman, no matter what status she might have in the priest's family, is automatically disqualified from eating truma. So too, any daughters which result from this union also are called chalalas. The son is called a chalal, and the daughter is called a chalala. This chalala is also forbidden from eating truma. The Rambam quotes this interpretation of the verse from the tractate Yevamos. However, literal translation of the verse is that a daughter of a kohen who marries an alien man, which in this case seems to mean not someone who was forbidden to her, but rather someone who was not a kohen, for example, the daughter of a kohen who marries a Yisrael or a Levite, this seems to be the literal interpretation of the verse. Where do we learn that a daughter of a kohen who has married a non-kohen cannot eat truma? Perhaps she is still considered to be part of his family, of her father's, the kohen's family. The Rambam says that this is a true law, that once the daughter of a kohen becomes married to someone else, she may not eat truma. However, we do not learn this from the verse we are discussing here. This is part of the prohibition we discussed a few days ago, that any non-kohen may not eat truma. And since we see in the laws of truma that the wife is considered to be part of her husband's family as far as truma is concerned, then just as the husband is considered to be a non-kohen as far as truma, so too she has become part of his family. She is also considered a zor, having no longer any connection to the kahuna, to the priesthood. However, should she become divorced from this husband, or widowed from this husband, and return to her husband, to her father's house, then she is allowed, at this point, to rejoin the priestly home and eat from the truma. This is true only if she has had no children from this marriage. However, if there are children from the marriage to the non-priest, then she is considered still to be part of her husband's family, even though he is no longer around, and she is also prohibited from eating truma. However, this is all part of the other prohibition of any non-Kohen not eating truma. The prohibition we're discussing today is a woman who is not married to somebody who is not a Kohen. She could even be married to a Kohen, but prohibited to him by the special laws of the priesthood. Then she becomes forever prohibited to eat truma. The Rambam then quotes the Talmudic tractate Yevamos to point out that there is a second aspect of this commandment. We learn from the extra wording in this verse, where it is stated, "Betrumas hakadoshim." Truma indicates an exalted or elevated gift, which is the agricultural gift which is given to the Kohen. Kodshim, or in general, sanctified objects, could be referring to any of a wide range of sanctified sacrifices or other gifts which are given to the Kohen to eat. From the excess wording, from the double wording, Betrumas hakadoshim, the Rambam points out from the Gemara that there is another prohibition involved, that there is something called the Muram, the Chaz of a Sheik. From a peace offering, a Shlomim, the law is that part of the offering goes to the owner of the animal who has brought the sacrifice, part of it is burned on the altar, and part of it is given to the priest to eat. This is incidentally why it is referred to as a peace offering, because it brings peace among people, since everyone gets one part of this sacrifice. The part which is given to the Kohen is described in the Mishnah Ezel Makoman that we say before davening as part of the Shachris service. Hamura mehem kayetzav ahem. Hamura mehem means those parts which are elevated from the sacrifice, which are brought up. This is referring to the chaza, the brisket or the breast of the animal, and the sheik is the thigh of the animal. The chaza of a sheik are what is elevated from the sacrifice and given to the Kohen to be eaten by him and his family. However, once the daughter of a Kohen gets married to a non-priest, even though when she was in her father's house, she was allowed to partake of the sanctified meat. However, after she has married out of the priesthood, has married a Yisrael or a Levi, she is forbidden to eat this brisket and thigh, just as she is forbidden from eating the truma. And this derives from the same verse, Betrumas hakadoshim leisechel. She cannot eat from any of the sanctified matter. However, the Rambam points out that there's even a more severe prohibition which involves the eating of the breast and thigh than there is to the eating of truma. This is that when the truma is prohibited to this woman, it is only when she is married to the non-Kohen. When she is divorced from him or he dies, she can go back to her father's house and eat from the truma as she did before she was married. Of course, as long as she has had no children. However, the Rambam points out that this is not the case with the thigh and the breast, with the chaz of a sheik. In that case, once she has become married to the non-priest, she is forever forbidden to participate in the eating of this chaz of a sheik. And this is in spite of the fact that her husband has divorced her or has passed away, she is forbidden from eating this. As the Rambam points out in his legal code, that the verse says, Mikol lechem, that from any of the food which is given to the Kohen, she may eat once she returns to her father's house. And the Rambam points out, Mikol lechem, not all of the food, but only certain types of food can she eat. And this is referring to truma. However, the breast and the thigh may not be eaten by her, even when she returns to her father's house. This, says the Rambam, is the second part of today's commandment. And the Rambam concludes by saying that someone who has transgressed on this prohibition, as it is in most other biblical prohibitions, gets lashes, is punishable by Malkus.